Well, now welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Rob.
A tough day at Penn State. Obviously, 63-7 setback, not what you wanted. But before we dive into the game, just talk about the experience of playing in that environment with 108,000 people and what your guys took from that.
Yeah, it was obviously a massive crowd. You know, it's what college football should be like. It was fun. For about a quarter, and then you know, at that point, it's not a great environment unless you make it a game. And so, you know, unfortunately, we you know, kind of snowballed on us there. They were very talented, and so I think what our guys took out of it was that, you know, if we prepare and do the fundamental things and the technique things a little bit cleaner, you know, we probably play a little bit better, and hopefully, you know, we get those things right so that when we play an, you know, FCS slate, we can go out there and be a successful football team.
First question this morning from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach Carty, I know the passing game did not get going nearly as much as you often like in a game, but JoJo Bermudez for you guys did lead your team in yardage reception-wise. It seemed like you guys enjoyed getting the ball to him in space a little bit there. He made a couple moves on people in space. I know he has like an injury history and that kind of thing, and it's just getting started in his Delaware career, but what enabled him to be successful and flash a little bit at Penn State as you saw it?
Yeah, well, he's one of the guys out there, and we have a few. Luckily, we're fortunate that we do have some playmakers out there that do have Power Five speed. He's one of them. I mean, he's as fast as there was on that field the other day, including Penn State. And so, you know, he's going to flash a little bit more in those kinds of situations. You know, he's still young. You know, he's still, like you said, he dealt with a lot of things that were beyond his control with some genetic injury things, and he's gotten those cleaned up. And so I think he's at a point now where, you know, he's just getting going and just starting to learn the offense and feel confident in it. And when he plays as fast as he can, he's certainly capable of being one of the more explosive people in our conference.
Just a quick follow-up, just looking quickly at St. Francis. I mean, is your team that much more – you always want to play at home for your first time this season, but is your team – are you sensing this week that much more anxious just with the way the final score shook out at Penn State, looking to put something else on video and that kind of thing?
Well, we'll find out, you know, tonight and tomorrow as how we practice. You know, I think our – you know, we should be. I think the leaders on this team have done a great job so far this season and this off season at getting the ship steered in the right direction. I think this is a big tell for us to, you know, I think a lot of times after tough losses and you know, things were, you know, disappointment, I think that's when teams get kind of find out who they are. They get closer together. They practice better. They get tighter and probably a little bit more focused on the details if they're a good team. And, you know, so we'll find out if we are.
On your next question from Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Coach. After a game like that, do you really spend much time watching the film? And if you do, what do you get out of it?
Yes, we watch every snap of every film we play, Rich. You know, we want to make sure that the details, the fundamentals, the coaching points, regardless of our competition and the outcome of a game, there are things to learn, that things that we did well, that we can, you know, continue to do that, and then things we did poorly, we need to make sure that we get corrected, because, you know, if you win, you win. And if you fail and you learn from it, then eventually you win. And so we need to make sure that, you know, we get out of this everything we can, every ounce of what we can out of that Penn State loss, and then wipe the slate clean at about 10 o'clock today after lift. We wiped the slate clean. That was the end of Penn State, and we're on to St. Francis.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Next question from Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, you know, second time playing St. Francis, you know, in a short amount of time, game-wise, does that make a difference at all? You know, do you guys know each other pretty well?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's happened to me a couple times. I mean, shoot, one time in at New Hampshire, I think we played Maine in back-to-back games because we played them in the playoffs in the last game of the season. That was an interesting one. You know, I think there's times where, you know, it probably does. You know, change some things. I think what doesn't change is how you win football games. And so we have to make sure that we hold on to the football, we stay clean, we handle our first home game well. We make sure that we throw and catch and win our one-on-one battles. I think that's probably the biggest key. You know, schematically, sure, there's probably going to be a little bit of a chess match there and see how much each of us has changed, and what we want to do differently and what we might want to do the same in those two games. But I think for the most part, you know, we were pretty successful last year, but completely different teams really on both sides of the ball. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that stacks up this year.
Thanks.
Next question from Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Rob. Good morning. Hey, Ryan. How's it going?
Good, Kev. How are you?
Good. We saw that Zach Marker left the field on Saturday with his arm in a sling. Is he going to be okay to play this week? And if not, who would your number two quarterback be?
I would say the answer to both of those questions is I'm not sure. We've gotten those other three guys on the roster a ton of reps in, Noah, Daniel, and Nick. And so they've gotten a bunch of reps throughout camp, but obviously the focus number one reps were with Zach and Ryan. And so, this will be that week where, you know, we make sure. I don't think if Zach's ready, he'll be probably ready to practice tomorrow. So, I do think we'll get a chance to get those other guys a ton of reps and hopefully create a situation where we have a very viable backup and if not multiple of them.
Hey, Ryan, if I could follow, Ethan Saunders is a kid who came to Delaware as a walk-on. I presume he still is a walk-on, but yet, has earned a key leadership role and has become a valuable guy on the field for you. What are the qualities, he has possessed, and what are the things he's shown to become such an important part of the team, both on and off the field for you guys?
Well, Ethan actually was, after this offseason, going into this season, put on scholarship money. So, and deservedly so. Obviously, he got named captain as a kid with multiple years of eligibility left and as a walk-on, which is, I don't know if there's higher praise, which obviously speaks volumes to who he is as a human and a leader, not only as he is a football player. And he just does everything right, Kevin. I mean, like, he's one of those guys. It's uncanny. He does want to be a coach. That's right. Something, you know, he does strive to do. His parents are both coaches. And so it's one of those things that, you know, I think he just kind of grew up wanting to do everything correctly, and he's talented enough to do it. And so we're excited that, you know, he's one of those guys that you're just happy he's on your side, because he's going to do everything right at all times. And he's going to make sure that, you know, he's not only capable of doing it right, he's also doing it well right now. And so, you know, when you take coaching, and he's one of those illustrations of when you take coaching and, you know, sometimes you can even play above your ability because of how, you know, how fundamental and how technique driven you can become.
Thanks, Ryan.
You got it.
All right, before I let you go, we got one more from Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Coach, after Ryan Koss' second punt went awry, I saw you go all the way down the other end of the bench and clap him on the shoulder pads and smile and said something to him. And the rest of the day he was booming him. What'd you say to him?
Well, all my kicking knowledge, you know what I mean? I just passed down as much as I could about, you know, keeping the legs. I probably told him, you know, he's a lot better than that. And we all know that. And just to kick the next one, as well as he's been kicking it all week in practice. You know, that was one of his first punts on the season. We didn't punt in the first game. And so, you know, we've all seen it. We know it, what he can do, and he knows what he can do. And so sometimes in those big environments, you get one, you shank one, and then, you know, the nerves settle down and your talent level and your preparation take over. And so it surely did after that. He boomed a couple, 50, 60, 70 yards in the air there after that. So it was good to see him bounce back and pop a couple good ones there.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
All right, Ryan, thanks as always for your time here this morning. Good luck Saturday against St. Francis, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you.